by the same token, they see that institutions of higher education, and I'm talking about nonprofits, move very quickly to capture that audience. And so I think there is precedent that nonprofits have done a good job in identifying growth sectors, targeting those growth sectors, and ending up hiring the very best in industry to give them places where they can have community, where they can have longevity, the kinds of things that nonprofits are good at doing. Since they have that track record, I would argue that these institutions should be supported over the for-profits that may initially provide something that's missing, but very quickly end up becoming these kinds of engines for dividends and high executive salaries, and end up cutting corners that impact instruction and the classroom.
The book is Diploma Mills: How For-Profit Colleges Stiff Students, Taxpayers, and the American Dream. Professor Angulo, thank you so much for being on the show.
My pleasure. Thank you.
And that does it for Cited. We want to know what you thought about the show. You can send us your feedback to cited.podcast@ubc.ca. If you have any other suggestions for story ideas, Research of the Week, whatever, send it our way. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Give us a review on iTunes and tell your friends. For Sam Fenn, I'm Gordon Caddick. Thanks for listening.
Eating sustainably is important, but not always affordable. Luckily, Sprouts has not one, but two on-campus cafes that serve organic, earth-friendly, locally produced meals at prices that don't make you want to cry. Stop by Sprouts Cafe in the basement of the Old Sub, or Seedlings Cafe on the top floor of the Graduate Building above Kerner's Pub. If you want more information about our cafes, initiatives, or are interested in volunteering, visit our website, ubcsprouts.ca, like our page on Facebook, or give us a sneaky follow on Instagram at @sproutsubc.
Fie Iesu Domine, dona eis requiem.
Wake up and jam out every Friday morning with your host Austin on Wise Men Radio, airing Fridays 9 to 10.
Fie Iesu Domine, dona eis requiem.
I'm your king.
Well, I didn't vote for you.
Welcome, everyone. It is Wise Men Radio on CITR 101.9, coming out of the UBC campus on the unceded Musqueam territory. Yeah, in Vancouver. But yeah, good day today. It's April 8th. Getting towards, I think. Today is officially the last day of classes here at UBC. We've got lots of cool events coming up in the next couple weeks that might not be able to attend. Might be studying. Maybe not. I don't know. But yeah, it's good stuff. Today we got a good show. Gonna start out with a song, a couple songs. I'll talk a bit, the usual. Last week was a fun show. If you missed it, I recommend, you can always, if you ever miss a show or you want to hear a show again or, whatever, you're curious, just want to, and also you can listen to anyone's show. There's podcasts on the CITR website. CITR.ca. You can search for a show. If say you want to listen to a peanut butter and jams like 3 weeks ago, you want to listen to that one again. They had a cool song or something. And we also keep track of all of our songs, so yeah, you can check us there out there. Also, I post on Facebook. Wise Men Radio. Just search it on Facebook. I don't know. How else to get there? Yeah. Wow, starting off the day with some shameless promotions, huh? Well, yeah. Yeah, this is good weather out, huh? Yeah. All right. Well, I'm going to quit the chitta-chatta, get to, let's see, I was going to play a song by a band called not Implosions in the Sky, Explosions in the Sky. It was really, really cool band name, huh? They're from Texas. Yeah, they originally were under the name Breaker Morant, but switched it, I don't know when. Changed it in 1999, actually. So, yeah, they've been jamming for quite a while, and this is off their newest album. The newest album is The Wilderness, and the song is going to be called The Wilderness. I'm just going to get this guy up and loaded and, oh, getting on the air here. All right. Well, see you in a bit.
Saskatoon singer-songwriter Jen Lane has just released her new album, This Life of Mine, and you're invited to help celebrate. It's been hard moving on. Produced by Vancouver's own, the critically acclaimed John MacArthur Ellis, the new record is a testament to songcraft and the power of music. Spend an evening with Jen Lane on Friday, April 8th at 8 p.m. at Café du Soleil on Commercial Drive, and get a copy of This Life of Mine to take home with you. For advance tickets or to order the album, head on over to jenlane.com.
Welcome back, everyone, to Wise Men Radio on CITR 101.9. I'm your host, Austin. We just had a couple, three cool songs that I played. The first one, it was in Explosions in the Sky. It was the Wilderness was the, it's also album-titled song. It's the album. It's the Wilderness. that was bad. But anyways, just bad words there. But anyways, the second song I played was Anthony Rauscher. It was a song called Vanilla County off his newest album, Mountain Woods, released like 2 days ago. Anthony is a... from Ontario. He's kind of an experimental post-rock guitarist. So, he just kind of messes around and jams out, which is always something to respect. Just making music that you want to make and not that stuff that, you know, will become a big thing. Just stuff that you have fun listening to, have fun playing. That's really what it is here at CITR 101.9 Wise Men Radio, huh? We all just like to have fun. But the last song was by a really interesting group. Really sick. I think everyone should be looking out for this upcoming album. But it's a group called Minor Victories, and it's kind of this super group that formed frontman of Mogwai, Stuart Brathwaite, and Rachel Goswell, who is the voice, pretty much the voice behind Slow Dive, one of my favorite bands. So that was her magical voice you heard over there in that last song, Folk Arp. And then there's also the frontman from The Editors, Justin Locke. I think he's the frontman. I don't actually know. I've never listened to The Editors before, but they're all English rock. They're all English bands. So Justin Locke's brother James, they're all in this band, and it's gonna be pretty cool. I didn't like they've been really slowly releasing songs off their upcoming album that's coming out. Let's see, it's coming out, I don't know when it's coming out actually. No. It's coming out soon. But they have a couple shows. They have one in they're playing a show in Ontario actually. Not many shows are released, but yeah, that looks like the only one in Toronto. It looks like the only one that's going in Canada. So, but it'd be really cool to see Rachel Goswell sing. I missed the Slow Dive tour last year, or might have been 2 years ago. Yeah, I think it was last year. 2015, I think. Or maybe it's 14. Whatever. Yeah, but it was great. I really wish I'd saw it. I've seen videos of it, and it just looks like crazy. They made us, if like for people that don't know, it's like Slow Dive's like this amazing band that was prevalent in the like early 90s, and they're British, and they basically they jumped on like the shoegaze bandwagon that was big in England at the time. So and then basically they jumped on this bandwagon and released this record producer picked them up when they were like 16, and they released some of the greatest albums ever made. Like Just for a Day was when they made that when they were like 16, 15, and it's their best selling, and it got to top 40 I don't know if top 40, but it was one of the best. It was best selling at the time records in England, which is quite an accomplishment for a 16-year-old. Like I don't. When I was 16, I don't even know what I was doing. I was still in high school, just messing around. I didn't know what I was doing with my life. Never thought I would be here in CITR. X many years later. So, yeah. And then they wrote this. And then they're a really interesting band. Pitchfork actually made a pretty good documentary on them. Called Suvaki. Suvaki is kind of their new, or not their new, but like their famous album, but it wasn't their best-selling one, which is kind of crazy. Yeah, everyone loves Suvaki. I love Suvaki. I love Just for a Day more, though. It's a sad album. It'll make you very sad if you listen to it, but it is a very... I think it is my favorite album. Okay. Well, enough of that stuff. I'll just go into another set of songs here. it's going to be like a pretty smatter thing of songs. I just found this the other day. I've been listening to a lot of Bob Marley in the past few days, which is kind of funny. I don't know. Someone like me shouldn't really listen to Bob Marley, but you can't not like Bob Marley. He's the happiest guy in the world. Well, was, but rest in peace, Bob. All of his songs, he's just got like, it's just everyone's having a good time. You can't have a frown and listen to Bob Marley, which is great. Reggae music is really funny, I think. It's awesome. It's a great like fusion of like traditional African music and like rock. I think I'm not really sure. I just kind of thought that up in my head, so it could not be, but I think it might be. It sounds good. It sounds good what I said, so I'm gonna leave it there. So I've been listening to a lot of Bob. This is of cover of a Bob song, Three Little Birds, by Moja Makani. I think it's a band from Dartmouth, Nova Scotia, and it's off their new album, Rhythms of Life. I think they're traditional Zimbabwean music, and with a twist of what is today. But anyways, Three Little Birds, here we are.
Don't worry about a thing, 'cause every little thing is gonna be alright. Every little thing is gonna be alright. Woke up this morning, smiled with the rising sun. Three little birds perched on my doorstep, singing sweet songs with melodies pure and true. Singing, this is my message to you.
Don't worry about a thing, 'cause every little thing is gonna be alright. Don't worry about a thing, 'cause every little thing is gonna be alright. I rise up this morning, smiled with the rising sun. Three little birds perch on my doorstep, singing sweet songs of melodies pure and true. We're singing, this is my message to you. Don't worry about a thing, 'cause every little thing is gonna be alright. Don't worry about a thing, 'cause every little thing is gonna be alright.
Sleep, it's
Welcome, welcome back to Wise Men Radio on CITR 101.9. So I had two songs there. I don't know why I came back then, but I'm back, so ha-ha, everyone. That last song was a song by the Montreal band Sweat off their self-titled, but in all caps, other way around. That would have been funny. Their band name is all in caps, but their self-titled album is in lowercase. So, you can only dream. That song was called Superstar. I was right now, like, I was kind of distracted. I was looking up this because I remember years and years ago when Animal Planet was like kind of a fun TV network, what do you call it? They had this animal talent show thing. I forgot what it's called. I'm trying to find it right now. There's a bird that went on there, and it was a bird, and then he would like respond to this woman talking, like they'd have a conversation. And the bird, like, one time grabbed the mic and just whispered in the mic, "I'm a superstar." It was pretty funny. It was good at the time. Like, I was 12, and so we always would just say, "Superstar." But, yeah, that was the song title, Superstar. And it reminded me of that. This is a little preview on what it was.
What are you?
Superstar.
Good girl.
It wasn't like that though. That was just a short. There's a search it on the internet. Maybe it's good. I don't remember. It was from the 90s, maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. Who knows? It was when I was young. So I have a very, very different view on things that are funny or not now. I've played. So that was that, and then Three Little Birds, I guess, was those only two songs I played, I guess. So I'm going to play more songs. Sorry, I came back so early. I was going to play a song by a Portland, Oregon band, Blouse. I played the front man of Blouse the other day, her solo career, Charlie Hilton. They're both, this has been my jams for the last couple weeks here. This is, They Always Fly Away off Blouse's self-titled album that was released in 2011. Portland, go Portland.
We don't need to wonder.
Thank you. Your dinner, eat your pork and beans. I eat more chicken than any man ever seen.
Wahoo, that was the Doors. I love the Doors. Yeah, welcome back to Wise Man Radio on CITR 101.9. Yeah, the Doors, huh, man? All right. Yeah, I just like the Doors a lot. I after that last song, besides not the Doors, but the song after that, I am just going to play like what I want, besides a grab bag, I guess. Because I don't have any plans now. I've gone through everything. I mean, when you have got like a couple songs that you're like, this is best song ever right now. You remember that song by Rihanna, Umbrella, Under My Umbrella. When that came out, I thought that was going to be the best song ever and stay the best song. How times change. But yeah, so right now, Backdoor Man by the Doors. You can't really rank Doors songs because they're all really, 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 really good. And the one before that, wow, I think I had a lot of coffee right there. A song by Cold Folks, which are a duo from Quebec City. Their whole page is in French, and I can't read French, so I'm not gonna give you any more information than that. The song was called That'll Never Happen No More off their demo tape. Song before that, Blouse. Love me some Blouse. Yeah, actually, I was going to say something about a lyric in the Backdoor Man song. I love the part where it's like, eat your pork and beans, I eat more chicken than any man ever seen. Like, what the? That's so, oh, Jim. Yeah, crack me up, Jim. Rest in peace again. Talking about a lot of dead guys today, huh? Bob and Jim. Rest in peace. But anyways, it's getting almost time for me to end. But stay tuned to Lucy's student special hour. It'll be very cool. Very cool. It looks like they got a cool band or something out there in the studio. So it looks fun. It's always funny because I'm kind of this intermediate nonsense show in the middle of this like super political economic show cited before me occasionally. I think it's every other week. So occasionally that's cited before me, and then Lucy's always got like real good substance after me. So I'm just the intermediate break halftime show. Yeah. But that's good. I just natter on air. If you don't like it, then maybe I'll have some substance someday. Not today. But anyways, I'll play a grab bag song if I have time. Maybe I'll play another song. I wonder what it's going to be. Hopefully it's not another Doors song, because I do have a couple Doors songs on this grab bag playlist. We'll see. Let's see. Hit and shuffle right now. Ooh, Clash the Truth by Beach Fossils. Love this song.
Offering the opportunity to learn about film and cultural perspectives from around the world, Reel to Reel Festival includes international family-friendly films and hands-on workshops. Running from April 8th to 15th, R2R has films, activities,